This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we appreciate everybody that's tuning in, listening, opining to us. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us also all around the world via the satellite and the Internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget all about the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance janitorial workers, the nighttime mechanics, those people that are also working construction. And let's not forget about the bulk mail centers sorting your mail for delivery today. And those bulk mail drivers that are out there hauling the mail back and forth across the country. And don't forget about them, and we thank them for keeping America rolling. And also check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the interesting things we have over there. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got somebody by the name of Bernie Sanders, who has got a little different interpretation of the Constitution and whether or not people lose their rights when they go to, oh gosh, I don't know, jail. Listen to this.
If you commit a terrible crime, you're going to pay the price. But that does not mean that your right to participate in our democracy is taken away from you. But you know what? Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope. You committed a crime, you can't vote. You're poor, you can't vote.
Well, I don't know about the poor part, you can't vote, because you certainly can, and we need voter ID. We definitely need to have voter ID so that the illegals that are here in this country are not continuing to vote.
Absolutely. That's basic. But, of course, people like Bernie Sanders and many others of that ilk don't care about all of that. It's not about the rule of law. It is about special privilege for people that are illegal or whatever to vote. And that's the deal. That's how the Democrats feel that they can gain more political power in this country and remain in the driver's seat politically, by doing everything that they can to make sure that illegals vote and things of that nature. Because you're correct. Everyone, you know, should have an identification to vote, every American citizen. And we need identification to do so many things in this country.
Well, you can't open a bank account without it.
Oh, absolutely. You can't drive legally. I mean, if you just buy a washing machine and you have it delivered to your home, they check your ID identification.
By the way, you know who agrees with you?
Everyone with common sense.
Donald Trump, listen.
I never want to do anything with MAGA because MAGA country and MAGA Make America Great Again has been great. But we've really made it great. We've made it great. We brought it back. And we're thinking about slogan, Keep America Great, because you have socialists and far-left Democrats that want to destroy everything that we've done. Your 401ks are going through the roof. Your stock market since the election has hit a record high. Almost 100 different records I've broken. Record high. But everyone's like a genius now. They buy stock and they're all up. Everybody's benefiting and jobs are benefiting. But it can all be taken away when you start putting the wrong people in office.
Bingo.
Absolutely. And that's what he has. That's the message. That's part of the great message that he has to continue now all the way until election day in next year. And the Republicans need to take on that message, and they have to be very strong with that and don't let up because this economy is doing very well. The military is doing better. It's being rebuilt, too, and that's something that he needs to continue to hammer as well. And if he does, and the Republicans do, they do their messaging right, I know that the House will be retaken by the Republicans. So the Democrats, believe it or not, have basically given the Republicans the template to use
sure.
against them.
And by the way, who's the one that said it's the economy, stupid?
That was Bubba, wasn't it?
James Carville.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba's campaign manager.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. People are going to vote their wallets. And by the way, their wallets are pretty good. And, you know, people are, and the doom and gloomers that are out there, the GDP is 1%. It's only, they tripped up the number. You know, when you're talking about economic supply, exports, imports, production, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, the numbers are there. I mean, take them, look at them, and go with it. Don't try to say, well, this can't be because of so-and-so, it's such and such. And then and when somebody talks about the trucking industry, it always gets my ears up because I'm involved in it, and I'm aware of what's going on. And somebody tried to say, well, the truckload shipments are down, and there's not as much going here, going there. Yeah, that's because it's going somewhere different. Hello. All right, hold that thought. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. And, you know, it's another great day in the neighborhood here. Going to be a little chilly this morning, but it's going to warm up and be another picture postcard tourist day.
This is the Captain's America Bird Watch. Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bag bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Why, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards, who happens to be over here on the phone waiting for me to bring him back. But before we do that, we need to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, and for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. And by the way, all first responders, all military, active military, and all veterans get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers. So, they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention, and they can make things for you, too. Now, check them out at their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's davidegarrettjewelers.com, to shop the thousands of available items they have there, or give them a call at 937-325-3680. That phone number again, 937-325-3680, for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, proud sponsors of the Edwards Notebook and also the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. All right, Ron Edwards is back with us. Mr. Ron Edwards from the Ron Edwards Notebook. I did that for Flip. Flip wanted me to do that just once.
All right. Hello,
yeah.
Flip.
Yeah, Flip likes to throw that in there, Ron Edwards. So there you go. But anyway, and that's kind of neat. That's a trademark. If we can go that way with that. Now, the president is trying to remain busy as best he can.
Trying?
Well, let's put it this way, okay? There are all kinds of obstacles that keep getting tossed in his way by the Democrats who don't want him to succeed about anything he's doing, okay? And, you know, Joe Biden comes out and he announces he's running for president, and right away, 37 seconds in, he's got to mention Charlottesville, and then a minute and 38 seconds in, he's got to mention what the president said, and he didn't tell the truth about that, and then he was on The View, and he got involved in another situation there, where he was trying to talk about the thing with the women, and this, that, and the other, and he didn't tell the truth about that either.
No, he did not. Well, you know what? The best chance for Democrats to win is by lying, because the truth about them is so horrible. Their plans are so abysmal. So the only thing they have, which is not good, is to lie.
Yeah.
Lie like an old rug and hope there's enough fools out there to believe them. And that's how they get in.
Yeah, and when he was on The View, you know, the one thing that's going to come back to bite Joe Biden in the butt is this Anita Hill thing, because he can't lie his way out of the Anita Hill thing. He's tried, but it's not going to work, and he's going to get caught up in these lies that he's telling. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. When they start the debates, because I believe that he's going to be the one that wins the nomination. Because it's Uncle Joe, and more people like him. They think that he's such a likable guy. But, boy, when they start talking about things like not only those lies, but certain details with Ukraine when he was vice president and other things like that, I think that Mr. Biden is going to have a hard way to go.
Well,
I know that the Trump is not going to hold back.
Well, Rod Rosenstein yesterday did something, and kudos to him for stepping up. He finally opened up and ripped the Obama administration a new one for hiding the full story of the Russian meddling that was going on while President Obama and Joe Biden were in office as the president and vice president.
That's another situation there that's going to come back and haunt the Democrats. That's another, I guess you could say, advantage on the silver platter that has been handed to the Republicans, and they can utilize that if they're smart with it. And, man, I tell you, I was very surprised that it happened, I'm glad that it did. And I think that it's going to bode well for Trumpster, for someone like that, in the mix like that, to come out and say those things.
Well, it won't be because of the Mueller report, but it will be because of the Inspector General report, which is about ready to come out in another month or so. At least that's what we think. And in that report, there will be more Obama officials named who were obstructing or colluding based on what the Inspector General has found out. And this could have a couple of names that might take this investigation into the White House, because there might be one or two names there that were actually people that were consultants or advisors to the president in one capacity or another. And that's what I'm hearing.
I've heard that as well, and I think that that's true. I think some information, some names would be coming out even sooner than that concerning that situation. And it's going to be very interesting, because I think you're going to be talking about some legal implications. Some people could be going to trial. I'm not going to name any names or whatever, because you don't know until you do know.
Mm-hmm.
But the names that will be named, I think, could face some legal problems.
Yeah. Now, we've talked a lot about the border. We've talked a lot about the caravan. There is a humongous caravan of 20,000 or more now, because they keep adding to it, because the people that are coming in are not just coming in from the three countries that we're being told about. They had 1,300 people that escaped from a detention center in Mexico this week, and those supposedly were Cubans, quote, end of quote, came in via Cuba. Doesn't mean they were Cubans, though, does it?
No, absolutely. I think these are some really bad folks. That many people that were able to escape, and they knew what they were doing. You're talking about some dangerous people. All of the people, in my opinion, that are coming here are very dangerous in many ways, not only as far as possible actions they could do against our property, against Americans, but many of them are now carrying these horrible diseases, and they're coming into this country. And that's one of the reasons why you're having a measles outbreak. But it's kind of funny, they're not mentioning that angle of the current measles outbreak in our country, because they don't want to get people's ears perked up, as it were, concerning the illegal border crosser situation. So I notice how the media really, they don't even mention it. They're not downplaying it. They're not even mentioning at all that possibility, between diseases coming into this country. So. And the illegals.
We should all thank the Obama administration very much, starting with Joe Biden, now that he's in the mix, for the 4 million illegals that got into this country while Obama was the president. And the welfare and the Medicaid and the Medicare or whatever it is they were getting, all the free medical help and the money that they were given by the government to the illegals, they never should have gotten a dime, in my opinion. But we want to make sure we thank Biden and remind him of that.
Well, yeah, and you're talking about, because that has not stopped, the government, even under Trump, continues to foolishly give all of these people every single thing that they want, all the way down to educating their children. And by the way, in the not-too-distant future, they're predicting that there's going to be well over 850,000 new illegal border crosser children going to our schools. And think about the financial burden that is causing.
We've got 403,000 people in the pipeline right now scheduled for deportation, but they have to have a hearing to begin with. The military is activating some military judges to expedite it in places like New Mexico, New York City, and also in Louisiana, in New Orleans, because this is where the people are at, where the deportation cases will be decided, and then they'll boot them the heck out of the country if they don't have a reason for being here. And we need to change this doggone asylum law. They can't come across and go, asylum, asylum, because then we've got to let them in.
I know, and besides that, Mexico, to their credit, they did one thing right, or they tried to. Mexico had offered a lot of them asylum, and they refused it. And I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that if you're seeking asylum, the first nation that offers you asylum, you're supposed to take it.
You're right.
You're sincerely trying to get out of your country.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So they don't take it.
You're right. Okay, well, you have yourself a good weekend, and we will talk to you on the first part of the week, Tuesday, and stay low.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll have an Edwards Notebook coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to do a beach and boating forecast, too, in the next segment. I'll let you know what's going on with the water. And the Freedom Boat Clubs all across the United States, all 175 of them. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is expressing confidence that a new trade deal can be worked out with Japan, possibly by next month.
hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The president also talked about selling military equipment to Japan.
Trade as it relates to our two countries. Japan is buying a tremendous amount of military equipment and other equipment from the United States. We make the greatest jet fighters in the world.
Mr. Trump wants Japan to move towards a bilateral free trade agreement, but Japan has been reluctant, preferring instead an accord that includes several countries. President Trump told a supportive National Rifle Association audience during a rally-like speech in Indianapolis Friday that he's backing out of the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. The treaty, which former President Barack Obama signed in 2013 but was never ratified by Congress, is supposed to regulate conventional weapon sales to keep weapons from the hands of human rights abusers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What one man meant for evil has been reversed and is becoming quite good. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, on April 12, 2019, Emmanuel Deshawn Aranda went to the Mall of America as he had many times before. He was filled with bitterness and hatred for non-Muslims and because his advances toward female mall patrons were regularly rebuffed. Mr. Aranda sought to extract vengeance and inflict a non-Muslim family with extreme pain. So he grabbed a 5-year-old boy named Landon and tossed him over the balcony railing at the Mall of America. As he was falling 42 feet, Landon's mother raced to the boy, begging people to pray. Several did, as did many folks at the Living Word Christian Center in nearby Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. The boy underwent an MRI to determine his injuries. There was no brain damage, no spinal cord injury, no nerve damage, no internal injuries that were life-threatening. There were, however, a few broken bones. Young Landon is expected to make a full recovery, and I believe is going to fulfill the God-ordained destiny of his blessed young life. In Christ, I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain on KYAH AM 540 Delta, Utah. And 12 a.m. Sunday on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All right, that's the Edwards Notebook for this week. And We definitely want to get going out on the water right now. So without further ado, let's get going with the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. 175 locations all across the country, including two in Canada. Here we go. Well, today for the Nature Coast, for the Sun Coast and all of Tampa Bay, sunshine comes back. It'll be breezy, though. It'll be a little chilly this morning in some areas. Winds out of the northeast and then turning to the northwest with gusts 10 to 15 miles per hour. There'll be a 2 to 3 foot moderate chop out there in the Gulf and in the Bay. The Gulf water temperature right now, 75 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 76 degrees. We had our low tide at 3:48 a.m. Eastern Time. Our high tide is coming right after lunch at 12:20 p.m. That is your Freedom Boat Club beach and boating forecast for today. And it's going to be a pretty good weekend. Now, keep in mind, the numbers of Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay tell an incredible story. Because right here, the Freedom Boat Club has the largest franchise in their system of 175 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, you have access to over 400 boats. It's one of the largest fleets of any Freedom Boat Club in the country and one of the largest private fleets anywhere in the country. Now, over 20 locations, with two more coming, to the Villages section of Florida. Of course, everybody that knows anything about Florida knows what the Villages is all about. And you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center consoles, Hurricane Deck boats, and Key West skiffs as well. Members simply make their reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. Fishing? Got it. Water skiing? Got it. Loafing on the water? Got it. And all you do when you come back is bring the boat back, park it at the dock, hand them the key, and you're done. Your membership gives you reciprocity all across the country and all those other Freedom Boat Clubs, too. So go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a bunch of money. And speaking of saving money, if you're active duty military, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder currently on the job or retired or a 911 dispatcher too, you will save money on your one-time entry fee. And that also includes all the people that work in the medical profession, whether or not you work in a hospital, a nursing home, convalescent facility, or a doctor's office. Maybe you're one of the pencil pushers there that does the processing for the insurance claims or whatnot. Guess what? You get to save yourself $1,000 off the entry fee, the one-time entry fee. So take that to good heart and always tell them the captain sent you, because that'll definitely open the door wide open for you in a number of different areas. Now, again, a lot of things going on. The Anita Hill incident was something that Joe Biden was a part of. He was a Democratic senator at the time that happened. Clarence Thomas was the judge, the Supreme Court Justice. Anita Hill was the woman who was trying to target Justice Thomas, and all of that went by the wayside. But listen to what was said yesterday on CNN with a panel that they had on the morning program.
And, John, to your point, I mean, yes, he's had 28 years, I guess, for that phone call. However, there's been a cataclysm in the past 2 years, okay? So in the past 2 years is where all the sand has shifted with the Me Too movement. And so in the past 2 years, perhaps he could have crafted something that said, I'm sorry for how I conducted myself, for how I handled myself during that hearing.
And the statement from a spokesperson to Biden, it said that he expressed regret for what she endured. And that's something that you've heard from him repeatedly. He was really, this first came resurfaced in the spotlight right in the wake of the Me Too movement in 2017, and he was asked about his handling of Anita Hill. And that's when he said, you know, I owe her an apology. And then you've seen over the course of the past 2 years just different variations of that, saying I express regret for the way for the way she was treated. But what Biden's critics want to see is an actual apology for his actions and the way he handled that. And you saw that in Anita Hill's interview with the New York Times, and also saying that she is not ready or will be unable to support Biden unless he actually accepts responsibility for what he did.
There's two things here that I think are fascinating. Number one is the language he continues to choose to use. We heard it in public. I'm sorry I couldn't give her a better hearing, which is different than saying I didn't give her a better hearing. So what are you sorry for exactly, Vice President Biden? He needs to answer that. And the second thing here is process, and I know some people don't like process, but I find this fascinating. How is it the new Biden campaign let this be the story yesterday? Right? They knew there was one thing that they had to make sure was taken care of maybe before he got in or a few days after he got in. They had this video rollout. You know, the glow from the video rollout lasted 6 hours, MJ, before this broke.
Well, and perhaps they thought that it was taken care of, that a phone call like that that happened a couple of days before he announced was enough, and that the message that he sent to her was enough. But clearly, in her own words, the apology or the non-apology was not enough. And I think this Anita Hill episode is a tough reality check for Joe Biden, that as much as he would like to fast forward to the general election, that is not the reality. He cannot do that. It is April of 2019, and he needs to get through the primary process. And through that primary process, a whole lot of things from Joe Biden's past is going to come back and haunt him, whether they are the policy positions that he has taken, whether they are ways in which he has conducted himself, including in the Anita Hill hearings. These are all things that are going to get litigated again.
Joe Biden has got a closet full of stuff that's going to come out right now. And when I say that, I mean that because of all the years he was in the Congress and in the Senate of the United States, he has a record on which he has to stand. Now, he can change some of the things and say, well, you know, that was then, and I didn't know what I know now. And that's probably what he's going to do when it comes to a lot of different things. But then again, at one time, he was considered to be a blue dog Democrat. At one time. And he's changed, and with that announcement and bringing Charlottesville out right to begin with, and then lying about what the president said and how he said it by not including what the president actually said in its entirety, therefore lying to the American people, he's dug a hole for himself right to begin with. Then he went on The View and lied again. And The View didn't catch him on it. I mean, well, they caught him on it, but they didn't say anything. They just let it go. I mean, come on there, Joe, old Joe, new Joe, Uncle Joe, whatever it is you're going to call yourself this time. He's got to stop this stuff because it's too easy to prove when you have a record of some 30-odd years. It's too easy to prove what it was you said, how you said it, and what it meant when you said it. It's too easy to prove. All right. We got the final segment of the program coming up here. I'm waiting for the music to start in my ear, which it's doing right now. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about the Florida sanctuary bill that passed this week. We don't have, per se, official sanctuary cities here, but we've got people that have been trying to conduct themselves as such without actually declaring it by the actions they were doing. Well, that's going by the wayside because of new legislation. We'll tell you what it is, how it is, and we'll also tell you about the former candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum, and what happened to him this week. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And Donna and Donna are at home at the D&D Ranch up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And they are listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And Nellis Air Force Base, we welcomed you aboard this week. Had several comments from some of the airmen and airwomen that are serving there at Nellis Air Force Base. And keep the comments coming. We are conveniently located with affiliates at some of our largest bases around the country. We do that on purpose because we stand behind you. And I mean that sincerely. We stand behind you. And we are 100% pro-America and pro-military here on this program. Now, I want to talk about Florida, because after an exhaustive two-hour debate on a bill that would ban the so-called sanctuary cities. The Florida House passed the proposal 69-47 along party lines. Now, the bill creates rules relating to federal immigration enforcement by prohibiting sanctuary policies and requiring state and local law enforcement to comply with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Now, local law enforcement will be required to honor federal law enforcement's request for an immigration detainer, meaning a request that another law enforcement agency detains a person based on probable cause to believe that that person is a removable alien under federal immigration law. And let me just tell you something. There was a statement made by the newly elected Tampa mayor, former police chief Jane Castor, that the police weren't going to do anything to help with the immigration. This law says by the mere content that I just read you that they will have no choice in the matter or they'll be violating the law. And that could create a big problem for a lot of people. And I would hate to see that happen in Tampa. So I'm not sure what the newly elected Tampa mayor meant by that, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, also, Florida made the news again. We have Andrew Gillum, who is made national fame by running for governor here in the state of Florida. He was the first black Democratic gubernatorial candidate. He got into all kinds of trouble and accusations, which he denied that he had done anything in terms of ethics violations. And we knew he was being investigated down here about violations relating to trips to Costa Rica, New York, a boat ride around the Statue of Liberty, and a ticket to the Broadway hit Hamilton. We knew about all that. And there were five different charges that were levied against him. Well, enter into the mix a powerful Democratic lawyer by the name of Mark Elias, who came down here, represented Gillum, got the state of Florida to agree to one ethics charge to drop the other four, and Gillum, as a result, paid a $5,000 fine in a settlement, and which basically shuts everything down and closes the door. And the accusations against Gillum became a theme for now Governor Ron DeSantis's campaign during many heated campaign debates back and forth in November's election. Of course, the results in which the Republican narrowly edged out the former mayor. Many people believe that Gillum was guilty of what he was being accused of. And when you pay a fine without admitting guilt, you've actually admitted guilt, or you wouldn't be paying the fine now, would you? Think about that. Okay. While Democrats and Republicans argue over what to make of the Mueller report, one thing is abundantly clear from its hundreds of pages, and that is Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election should not have come as a surprise to anyone, let alone President Obama and others in his administration who were asleep at the switch when it happened. Or were they? Now, the Mueller report is a stinging indictment of President Obama's failure to deal forcefully and directly with the Russian threat. Russia had interfered in elections in the former Soviet Republic and throughout Europe in the years leading up to 2016, and their efforts to subvert U.S. elections were known to officials as early as 2014. Other reports even suggest that national security officials who wanted a more aggressive response to Russian activities were ordered to stand down by President Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice. And remember that name, because I'm going to tell you where this is going to go in a minute. There are no signs that the Russians plan to let up their efforts to meddle in our democracy. And here's hoping President Trump doesn't repeat the mistakes of his predecessor. I don't think he will. I think we will be prepared should the Russians do this again. And it appears like as if they may be getting ready to. Now, the Inspector General's report is going to be coming out. A lot of Democrats are very much afraid of what's in there. There are going to be more names mentioned. There are going to be more names within the Obama administration mentioned. There is probably going to be a name in the Obama White House mentioned for some of their actions or inactions, things that they did or didn't do, like Susan Rice, the one I just mentioned. And this is going to get interesting. So think about this for a second. You got all this stuff going on. Collusion? Yep. Conspiracy? Yep. Republicans? Nope. Democrats? You betcha. They are going to get caught with their pants down on this one. And there is no defense. There's no defense. So think about that. By the way, the economy, I'm telling you, I'm happy as a lark. You know, I heard yesterday, and I reported on this program for my weekday audience, that the Atlanta Fed was predicting a 2.7 GDP, downgrading their initial estimate. And there were some people that were calling for 2.2% and 1.7%. And one guy, economist, said, no, I think it'll be 1.2 because we're still having all these problems. But in the strongest first quarter growth rate since 2015, because in recent years with the GDP, which traditionally had been exceptionally weak in the first quarter, we hit 3.2%, which surpassed the 3% bar set by President Donald Trump as evidence that his economic program is working. And it is. It is. I'm seeing inventory rebuilding that grew. I'm seeing a falling trade deficit that boosted growth by a full percentage point. I'm seeing more jobs being created. By the way, for the person or persons that keep saying, well, the industry jobs, the manufacturing jobs, there's fewer of them, this, that, and the other. No, there's not. There's not. Open your eyes and take a look around and see what's going on right under your noses. Factories are increasing their productivity. Inventories are going up. Sales are being expanded where, you say? Around the world. Now, if numbers are dwindling in the United States, but they're expanding around the world, isn't that a positive that you might want? I think so. By the way, don't forget today I will be at Moss Chevrolet over here, Moss Family Chevrolet. It's up on Northdale Mabry in Carrollwood, just a little bit north of the Gaithier High School. I'll be there from 11 to 3. Free food, free lunch today for everybody. Hope you can stop by and take advantage of that. And then next week, on Thursday, I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You can stop and have lunch with the captain. We look forward to seeing some of our regulars down there as well. We had a great lunch the last time we were there last month. We're going to be there again Thursday the 2nd. Also Thursday night the 2nd, don't forget, the big Trump Club 45 of Greater Hillsboro has its initial meeting at the River Church from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be there for that. Look forward to seeing many of you. I'm going to wear a red, white, and blue shirt that I got. Brand new one. Red, white, and blue shirt. A flag shirt. So I'll be easy to spot. So I'll be telling you more about that on the weekday show, by the way. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. We the people. There is no I, me, or mine. What I do, it's all about we. We the people. That's why we call it the Captain's America Third Watch. And that's why we've got phenomenal growth going with this show. All right. I'll see y'all later today here in the Tampa Bay area over at Moss Family Chevrolet on Northdale Mabry in Darrellwood. Have a great day. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.